الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. عزيز أشرف ودار الشيخ حضرت حكيم أخضر صاحب رحمة الله عليه. میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ دل پہ مرنا تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ دل پہ مرنا یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ میری جان ناتوا کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا میری جان ناتوا کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ تیرا جذب پنہا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ تیرا جذب پنہا میرا نالا اے ندامت تیرے سنگ تڑپ کرنا میرا نالا اے ندامت تیرے سنگ درد کرنا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی ہے میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی ہے میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بند پروری ہے تیری شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بند پروری ہے میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی گل یا او بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد برنا کبھی گل یا او بکا ہے کبھی آہ سے کبھی آہ سرد برنا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمد و نصلی علی رسول کریم اما بعد اسپیریچول فارم آف اور دادا شیخ حضرت مولانا شیخ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا ٹو لو اینڈ ڈائی امنگ دوز امبیوڈ ود اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ لو لو اٹ از آور میک دا آبجیکٹ آف آور لائف ٹو اسٹے آلویز ان صحبت اینڈ کمپنی آف دا پائس فرینڈز آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اینڈ میک دا آبجیکٹ آف گیننگ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ لو gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to gain the tawfiq and ability to prepare for akhirat. Our life in this world is very short, and if a person comes in this world and he's got everything of this world but he did not get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then really he has wasted his life. If he had not prepared for akhirat and made that the object of his life, we must make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our object. And wal yawmil akhir, liman kana yarju Allah wal yawmil akhir, the object of life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the life of akhirat. Make this our object of life, then inshallah a person will not go astray. A person will always remain on a straight path. And how will a person get this? Ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin, staying in the company of the righteous and the pious people. So Hazrat says that the sum total of my life and my life support is to live and die among the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tere aashiqo mein jeena aur tere aashiqo mein marna. To live and die among them. That means to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their suhbat and company. And by sitting in their company, one great benefit a person gets is courage is built up in a person. And the ability to stay away from sin becomes easy for a person. He's staying in their company, Allah Ta'ala grants him that ability and capabilities. Many times you find, we come for the majalis always, regularly, it becomes easy to stay away from sin. But now a person stays away for 1 month, 2 months, then automatically we find we're not making our zikr also punctually, then sins are coming to our life. And the strength which we had, the ability to stay away becomes difficult for a person. So by staying in the company of these people, they should become the object of our life. In Hazrat Tir, mujhe kuch khabar nahi ki tera dard kya hai ya Rab, tere aashiqo se seekha tere sange dar pe marna. I knew nothing what is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I never knew there was something like the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I went to madrasa, I went to maktab, I learnt about salat, I learnt about fasting, hajj, all of these things. But to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I never knew. This I learned from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to die on the doorstep of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to lower myself and to give my life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the lovers of Allah ta'ala, a person will learn this. Then Hazrat says that ye teri inayat hai, ye teri madad ka sadaqa, mere jaan na tawa ka tere gham pe sabr karna. This is only the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that despite my weak form, I am able to hold and bear the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are made of sand, we are weak. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made such the sand, this human being made of sand, he is able to bear the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is so great. And for to Allah ta'ala to come in the heart of a person, subhanAllah, this is it's a miracle. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that man, who is the one of Allah's weakest creation, khuliqal insanu du'ifa, but the heart of man, Allah ta'ala has made it so powerful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come into the heart of that person. So this is only the gift and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine a person now, instead of putting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, everything else besides Allah ta'ala he puts in his heart, whether it's woman, whether it's wealth, whether it's our houses and all of these things. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah mentioned once in a bayan that he said all of these things are made of sand, and when you take sand and you join it to sand, which is our body, the final result is sand. It will go in the qabr, it will be completely destroyed. That house you got is made of sand, you put it in your heart, sand plus sand. The car is made also of sand, it's from the ground, you're joining it. The food you are running after is made of sand. So all of these things will join with sand, it will turn into sand. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who is most powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not made of sand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kamal, perfection through and through. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will join up, will come in the heart of that person, and that person will get everlasting life, great enjoyment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give life to that person. So may Allah ta'ala make us amongst those people. Then Hazrat says here that, oh Allah ta'ala, this is your favor upon us, and this is your pull which you are taking towards us, that I am able to cry and tears of regret, and I am able to humble myself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person gets the tawfiq and ability of making tawbah and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this too is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not my kamal and my perfection. I got the tawfiq of coming for the majlis, for the gathering, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really we must learn to make shukr to Allah ta'ala, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these bounties. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَجِدَنَّكُمْ. If you will make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase a person. So Hazrat says that it's only a gift from you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I am able to come to this gathering. Mera har khata par rona, ye bhi meri talafi, yehi meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadaqa, mera jurmi af karna. This is to cry on every sin which I am doing. Then this is the way I will make talafi, I will remove the effects of the guna and the sin. And this is the only way which a person can come out of his gunas and sins. So Allah Ta'ala, through your grace and kindness, please forgive my sins. overlook my shortcomings and my weaknesses. So we should cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is only the favor of Allah ta'ala that Allah forgives a person's sins. And nothing is wajib upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is compulsory upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promised in the Quran that Allah will forgive a person. And Allah says, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah loves those who make tawbah. And Allah ta'ala loves those who make wapshaw also. And our ulama mentioned that tawbah is something which is compulsory upon every person. Every one of us, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاهُونَ. Every human being is a sinner. He's got weaknesses and faults. No matter whatever level he can reach, he's a higher level than this. So everyone has to make tawbah, like how he performs salah is faraz, fasting is faraz, zakat is faraz, hajj is faraz. So tawbah also is faraz. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Every believer has to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he'll be successful. So every person has to look into his life. And Hazrat Ali rahmatullah, one day one person came and he said, I can't see any fault in myself. Hazrat actually chased him out of the khanqah. He said, you can't see any fault in yourself. When you find some fault, then you must come back. He was an alim, then he went back, he wrote many letters to Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi. And then eventually Hazrat let him come into the khanqa. And he said that this is the greatest spiritual sickness. When a person cannot see his own faults, his own weaknesses. That now he feels that I'm free of any weaknesses and faults. So we've all got faults. And the way of coming out of it is to make tawbah and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, Hey, iti tarahte mumkin, teri raate guzarna. It is possible to cross the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. There are times a person has to make sabr, and at times a person has to make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two ways. فَأَمَّا الْإِنْسَانُ إِذَا مُبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَ. Allah ta'ala says, when I test a person, I give him bounties. It's an imtihan and examination. And Allah wants to see whether he will make shukr. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مُبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ. When difficult conditions come upon him, it's not a sign that Allah is angry with a person, it's a sign Allah is testing a person. Allah wants to see whether a person will make sabr at that time. So let's call it this imtihan and test of sabr and shukr will come throughout a person's life. Some people have beautifully written that there are three people of iman, they have three categories. The one category of the people of iman are those people who, when good conditions come in their life, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَ صَبَوْ خَيْرٌ إِطْمَى النَّبِي. But when difficulties come to them, inqalaba ala wajhihi, turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is lost in the dunya and akhirat. Then there's a second category of believers, when difficulty comes upon them, then they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they cry and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when good conditions come, they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then they turn it towards a life of guna, and then Allah mentions in the Quran, they are in the ocean and difficulties come, they make dua to Allah ta'ala. Then suddenly when Allah sends ease conditions, they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how unfortunately now, when the sickness has gone away, now everyone is gone on the beaches again, and everyone is committing guna, and then people are back on the road, women are jogging. It's like not a guna and a sin anymore. So we forgot, we went through these halat and conditions. Maybe at that time we were making tawbah, we were staying in our homes. But today then the commands of Allah Ta'ala are completely broken again. We forget. And then the third level of believers are those people who, ajaban li amri al-mu'min. Ajib is the condition of a believer. When difficult conditions come, he makes sabr. This is goodness. And if good conditions come, he makes shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is good for him. So this must be our quality in life. In this way we will cross the path to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat says that ye teri raza mein jeena ye teri raza mein marna meri abdiyat par ya rab ye hai tera fazl karna. That living in the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dying in the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a bounty given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to myself. That is, living and dying means to obey Allah's commands and to break our desires when the disobedience of Allah ta'ala comes before us, to stay away from haram. That also is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yehi aashiko ka shewa, yehi aashiko ki aadat. This is the habit and the way of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kabhi giriya wa buka hai, at times they are crying. Kabhi aay hai sard bharna. And sometimes they are thinking of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ya Allah, what a person I am. And he says, ah, ya Allah, how I have spent my life, how I have wasted my life. I'm going to pass away soon, I will leave this world soon. What have I prepared for akhirat? Or he thinks of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that ah comes out from his heart. So this is the tariqah and the way of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sign of love. And this is the guarantee of love. Kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil se yaad karna. To see whether you've got the love of Allah in your heart. This is the sign. At times a person is remembering Allah ta'ala on his tongue. And at times a person is thinking of Allah ta'ala in his heart. So how much we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shows how much of love we've got for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on this year is an examination for every one of us, myself firstly. How much of love have you got for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? مَنْ أَحَبَّ شَيْءٍ أَكْثَرَ ذِكْرَهُ. You love something, automatically you will think about it. Then Hazrat says here, that تیری شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بندہ پروری ہے میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہمیں وقت یاد کرنا. Hazrat says that this is the result of your jazb,
that you are pulling me to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I remember you with my heart and my soul constantly. This is one meaning of this. That because you have pulled me to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I remember you. It's not my own kamal and perfection. So a person will make an effort to come onto that level. But if he comes there, then this is the fadl and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat finishes the poem saying that, or Hazrat says, O Akhtar himself, if a person has a suhbat and company of any of the Ahl al-Jilla, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this person will learn to love, and this person will learn how to die. He will learn how to live in this world, and he will learn how to die. The normal meaning that I live in this world, and at the time of leaving this world, I will learn how to die also. Or the other meaning is, a person will learn how to love, to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person will learn how to break his desires in abstaining from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the benefit of sitting in the suhbat and company of the Ahl al-Dil, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give me and all of us, and we make an intention throughout our lives, we will always stay in such in the company and gatherings of such awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose object of life is akhirat, who will take us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should become the object of our life. May Allah ta'ala grant myself and all of us the tawfiq to make amal. From the kitab Hayatul Muslimin of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayh, this chapter also we were doing on association with the pious. So as it mentions on hadith, a few hadith here, Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated, he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, do not associate with anyone except with a person of iman. Do not associate with anyone except with a person of iman. There are two possible meanings to this hadith. Number one, do not associate with a kafir, a disbeliever. Or number two, associate with only one of perfect iman. Do not associate with a man of imperfect iman. In the light of this hadith, only a man of perfect iman, a man who is fully pious, is worthy of association. Hadith number 8, Hazrat Abu Rajin radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, should I inform you of something which is a great pervert of this deen, and by means of which you can acquire the success of this world and the akhirat, the hereafter? Firstly, adhere to the gatherings of the people of dhikr, those who remember Allah ta'ala much. Secondly, when in solitude, keep your tongue moving with dhikrullah as much as is possible. And number three, love for the sake of only Allah and hate for the sake of only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Experience has shown that pious company is the root or basis of the deen. Among the various ways of strengthening one's deen and experiencing the sweetness of iman, the most beneficial is the company of the pious. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that he was once in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, in Jannat are pillars of Yaqut, a precious stone of Jannah. On these pillars I erected mansions of Zabarjad, another material of Jannah. In these mansions are open doors which glitter like bright stars. The people asked, who will occupy these lofty mansions? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who loved one another for the sake of Allah, those who associated with one another for the sake of Allah, and those who met one another for the sake of Allah. Love one another for the sake of Allah, associated one another for the sake of Allah, and who met one another for the sake of Allah. Hazrat Samura radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not live with the mushrikeen, nor be together with them. Whoever lives with them and associates with them is one of them. Do not live with them, nor be together with them. Whoever lives with them and associates with them is one of them. From these ayat and hadith, it is abundantly clear that association should be with men of piety, so that one may gain spiritually and be influenced by the virtue and statements of wisdom and piety of the pious men. The derivation of spiritual benefit from the company of the pious has been proven from the foregoing references. Now thereafter, Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that if you do not stay in the company of the righteous and the pious, then a similar benefit will be attained by studying the life conditions of the pious, reading the books and the kitabs of the awliya Allah, and especially the life stories, how they live their life, etc. The sawani hayat, the autobiographies of the pious and the righteous people, by reading their kitabs also, inshallah a person will get this benefit. So if he does not have the sohbat and company of the pious in his free time, when he is not unable to come, then at least read their life stories. This inshallah will give a person great benefit. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq to make amal.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Of generally, unfortunately, we are unmindful of deen, various aspects of deen. By coming to such a gathering, all other gatherings also, Jummah Bayans also, we should try and attend regularly wherever Jummah Bayans are given. Wherever any other deeni talk is given, ulama, mashallah, Jamaat brothers, Kasht takes place, Kasht Bayan takes place, Bayan takes place. These are all reminders for us. And there are many things of our deen which we are unmindful of. They are there, it is in our mind, but it's not in the fore of our mind, it's at the back of our mind. And what is necessary, that it should be in front. One of those things is the akhirat. Akhirat, well, alhamdulillah, it's the basic tenet of Islam. Without believing in the akhirat, there is no iman whatsoever. Iman will be totally nullified if we don't believe in the akhirat. We all believe, but it is at the back of our mind. As some buzurg said, that we say we have got iman, we believe in akhirat, but our lives, our practical lives are as though we are never going to die, we're not going to go to the akhirat. As though we're just going to live here all the time. So it is very necessary, and for this, we live with those people who have got akhirat to make the akhirat the objective. We read the kitabs of our righteous and pious people, and we see that how they had lived and how they had made akhirat their object. For example, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam once was resting on grass mats, straw mats. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu happened to come there, and the marks of the mats were on the body of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu cried and said that he thought that our Nabi, and this how humble, how simple, hardly a bed like, hardly a mattress, hardly anything really so comfortable. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, and he said that the kings of Persia and Rome who are on batil, on falsehood, but they live in so much of comfort and enjoyment, and you are Allah's beloved Nabi, and you live in this simple, humble condition. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sternly told Sayyidina Umar, are you still in doubt of this matter? That in other words, what is this dunya? Dunya is nothing whatsoever. You are thinking of the day living in all those things. Are you still in doubt? Our life is not this life. Our life is the akhirah. That is the real life. That is what we should have in our minds all the time. The akhirah. And this dunya is just not a passing phase also. It's a place to prepare a dunya, mazra'atul akhirah. It is a place to prepare for the akhirat, for that eternal, everlasting life. Allah put us here not to pass our time. Allah put us here not to waste our time. Unfortunately, we are so much involved in guna here, which is going to harm us so terribly for the akhirat. We make tawbah, Allah makes maaf also, but whatever that time went in that guna, we could have done so much of good. All the time that we just wasted in futility, just passing, doing nothing whatsoever, all that also we can never cover up again. Time can never come back. So our real object, tilka darul akhirah. In other words, raise our eyes and see, what are we looking here at this dunya? That is the life of akhirah. We are thinking this is the life, and this is for the Muslim, for the non-Muslims. So many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, leave the kuffar, they are like animals, they are unmindful. What they know, what is reality? But unfortunately, we have made that our ideal. We want to even build a house, we will see how they build houses. We want to make a garden, we'll see how they make gardens. Our holidays are like their holidays. Everything of ours, a wedding, unfortunately, how they have weddings. everything of ours is going on their pattern. Whereas Allah Ta'ala in many places in the Quran Sharif says, leave them alone, they are like animals, what they know what is happening. Where are you following them? And we have got our righteous and pious people. Greatest example is the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasalam lived a life of simplicity, right down to earth, just the bare necessities. And it was not that he was like forced, it was of choice. He was offered everything, Allah offered everything to him, all the riches of the world and everything. But of his own choice, he knew what is this world. This world is absolutely nothing. This world is going to, even in quantity if we go and see, this worldly life, very few people live for 100. What we know of long lives, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam lived for over 1,000 years. What ulama explained, then there are few people, it is said about Fir'aun, he ruled for 400 years without a headache also. There are other people also who had long lives, but generally, and this ummah, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the average life of this ummah is 60 to 70 years. And today we see many people are going before 60 also. There are few those who lived after 70, few will say 100 years. There will be few, very few, but the life of the Akhirat is not 100 years, it's not 1,000 years, not 10,000 years, not 100,000, not 1,000,000, not 1,000,000,000, not 1,000,000,000,000, not 1,000,000,000,000. It just, there's no end to the life of Akhirat. So even in quantity wise, that if we build a house, we made our empires, we made our investments, enough for us, enough for our generations also, but it's all going to be left behind. All this of this dunya is just going to be left behind. That is the real life. This dunya, as far as quality also is concerned, whatever we can think of, health also. This health of this dunya, many people we say, mashallah, what good health they have got. But compared to the people of Jannah, forever and ever, what strength and what physical strength they will have. They will have how many? It is said the person who is at the lowest level of Jannah will have 70 Hurul Een. Now to satisfy himself from 70 Hurul Een, how much of strength? A person, and that will be forever and ever. Everything, the fruit of Jannah, this dunya's fruit, can never compare with that fruit. Here, for example, we eat a guava, which is nice and sweet, we're really enjoying it. And when we look at the guava, we see there's a worm walking inside. Now we even doubt how many worms I have eaten already. They are gone inside already. And so that is that sweet, enjoyable guava. The fruit of Jannah, where a person will take a bite and a Hurul Een will come out from there. So what will be that fruit? And every bite will be more better, tastier than the previous bite. A different taste, a more better bite all the time. Ni'mat of Jannah will never ever decrease, that's out of the question. They won't be the same, they will be increasing all the time. And forever and ever. So that is what is the real life, the life of the Akhirat. And at the same time, on the other side, the difficulties and hardships, just as Maulana explained now, that this dunya's difficulties and hardships also, we shouldn't be overtaken by that also. Many times then we become very despondent, we become very depressed, and we lose hope, and sometimes we speak such things also. This the dunya's all difficulties are also nothing compared to the difficulties of the Akhirat. All the dunya's difficulties, from the beginning till the end, all put together, everyone's difficulties. Difficulties animals also go through. Some animals are blind also, some are crippled also, some you see them sometimes, like the cat comes under the car, it's still living, a dog, suffering like that. All the difficulties together is not one bit. Not even a drop compared to the whole ocean, all the seven oceans, compared to the difficulties of the Akhirat. So that is also nothing whatsoever. So that is the real, and we are all going to die. Everyone worried of corona, COVID, I mustn't get COVID, I mustn't get corona, then what, we're not going to die. If we got saved here, that means we're going to live forever now. Hey, we are all going to die. Even in death, how many people who are not dying of corona, they are dying of heart attack, motor car accident, many other things. Oh, death is written, and on its time and on its place. The thing is, how are we going to die? That is our worry. How is my mort going to come? Allah says that even from hospital's mort. It's not haram or anything, but instead of that, mort at home. And mashallah, those who die in the real home of a believer, the masjid, Allah gives mort of sajda. Hey, gives mort just after namaz, you make salam. Allahu Akbar. How many people have such? That is what we have to. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run towards Allah. That must be our real object. And this year, the life of the Akhirah, that was one thing which the Kuffar of Makkah just could not comprehend. That how can it be that after you die, you're going to be brought back to life again? One person, non-Muslim, comes with an old bone, and he brings it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, what you say, your Rabb will bring this person back to life again. And it was like the people with all the scientific research, that with all this, can this happen yet? Can there be life in the Akhirat? Can all that be? So they just could not comprehend how we can come back to life again. How will, after living this, leaving this dunya, after dying, and for a mu'min, and that is what is Iman. May Allah bless us all with that reality of Iman. We don't look for any proof or anything. Allah has said it in so many ayat of the Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has spelled it out in the hadith completely. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah bless him with mi'raj. At least once physical mi'raj is our full yaqeen. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was his body of this dunya. He made mi'raj, and Allah showed him the scenes of Jannat, the scenes of Jahannam. Allah showed him where and where Allah took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Right to Sidratul Muntaha, it's Muntaha. But even beyond that, Allah took where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam also could not go. Allah took our Nabi right till there. So Allah showed him, and our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on so many occasions, so many hadith, spelled out everything for us of the life of the Akhirat. So many places. So that is the real life, the life of the Akhirat. There must be absolutely, our yaqeen must be on there. On all the 7 points of Iman, basic points, there are more. But these basic points, not only that we say we got Iman, but yaqeen. Yaqeen is that in which there is no doubt whatsoever. Never must the doubt even come of the life of the Akhirat, of the life of Qabr, of Allah Ta'ala, the Zat of Allah, the being of Allah Ta'ala. So this yaqeen must be there. And then we see the lives of the people, of the righteous people. Nabi Ali said, the Anbi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, all the righteous, that their lives were all the time for Akhirat. That was the object of life. And they kept it, it was in the forefront of their minds, not remotely somewhere. At the back, yes, that I have to die. If I have to die, what preparation am I making? With regard to that, for example, the inheritance of people. There are people that for generations the inheritance hasn't been done. And if it's in the forefront, a person in his lifetime he will want to sort out. There are mashallah those people also that as they live their lives, they sort out all their things. Well, now we are hearing of cases that the person towards the end, his house, he sorted it out. Car, he gave it. When he passed away, he just had a few little things. He had nothing whatsoever. Now we are of our buzurgs, their personal clothing also. They gave it to their khadim. And they said, now I will borrow from you whenever I need it. I will borrow from you. So when they passed away, they had absurd. So that is preparation. Now I have to ask myself, what am I preparing like that? Hey, we are talking, we are hearing, but what are we preparing? My qada namaz. Am I preparing anything in that field? And for one namaz, we read in Fazail-e-Amal, that what the punishment will be. Allah in His mercy forgive us, but for one namaz, what will be the punishment? Our human folk, they qaza rozas. Every year, young woman, their rozas become qaza, a certain amount of rozas, 3 to 10 days, whatever the number may be. And there isn't that worry. And they've piled up over the years. And they haven't kept the qaza rozas. There are, mashallah, others who make sure Eid day finish and they keep the qaza rozas. And they keep the after that the Shawwal rozas also. Allah give us all tawfiq, but that is seldom. But generally, we are unmindful of it. All our dressing, generally we go to any function. What is the dressing? Like somebody is going to go to Akhirah, what if mort is to come in that way we are dressing? When we go to for holidays, as Maulana said already, beaches the people are going. And all the other places, in the motor car accident, how are we dressed? So are we preparing for that mort? How many of us think of our kafan? There, mashallah, we find people of the Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani, rahmatullah alayhi, when he had to face a charge of treason going against the government, they told him, the judge, he asked him guilty. He said, I'm guilty. I did this. They said, do you know what is the punishment? He took out his kafan. Yes, my kafan ready. Give me the death sentence. I've come ready for my mort. This way they were prepared for mort all the time. How much are we prepared? So Allah give us tawfiq. And then this time that we have got, our time is not to be wasted in this dunya. We alhamdulillah to make our 5 times namaz, we keep our, I'm a good Muslim. But the rest of my time, if it is just to earn dunya, there are those people, to earn dunya is fard, ba'd fardin. It's a farad after fulfilling the other farad, that we have to earn our dunya. We don't become a burden on anyone. We earn our dunya, but that also to the extent of how much it is necessary. There are so many people, they got this simple small little businesses or just do some buying, selling. The minute they have got enough, then the balance of the time in deen, ibadat, the effort of deen, teaching, making khidmat of people, whatever, some preparation for akhirat. Not just all the time we have got money, got some money saved up, open another shop, open another business, do some offshore investment, do this, all the time just dunya. As though, and the amount we have got, as though we are not going to die. Yeah, mashallah, those people whose lives were far from deen, they came in contact with deen through Buzurgani Deen, Tabligh Jamaat, any good source, and then afterwards, the earning is still there, but now it is all for the sake of deen. Now they are doing so much of deeny work, and madaris they are running, all good work, looking after widows, looking after orphans, helping out people, etc., all various things. So that is, our object must be the akhirat. Our object must not be this dunya. And just making our namazes, all that is alright. And then whatever time we have got, that time, mashallah, there are those people, whatever little time, tilawat of Quran, zikr of Allah Ta'ala. They just get busy whatever time, and they make sure that not a moment of their life is wasted. For example, we know Maulana Qasim Ali Sahib, rahmatullah Ali, one particular thing I noticed, which I remember now, traveling in a car, we're going to some place. Now the place we have reached, the town, now normally he should always put his kitabs in Quran Sharif. Now normally a person, well, we have reached now, put it away. No, he will still carry on. And now when we are nearing the house, we are going to stop, still he read that one more ayat you can read. That one more half a page of the kitab you can read. Why waste that time also? We prepare that, now it's finished, we have read finished now. Now we have to get off now, so put it away. No, every more, till the last moment, all waste to prepare like that for akhirat. So anyway, the kuffar of Makkah, they just could not comprehend this, that there can be life. And then, what was their reaction? Now they went, and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was all the time teaching them, reminding them, telling people this dunya's life is not your life, the life of the akhirat. And our deen, alhamdulillah, what a beautiful deen Allah Ta'ala has given us. This deen is so complete that there are those Sahaba, when the Kuffar of Bakka told them, don't listen to this man. He's a mad man and he's a sahir, he's a jadugar. He will make jadu on you and you will also fall prey to what he's got to say. But when they listen, they say, what a deen this is. Like for example, if somebody has done wrong to you, one is that you can forgive the person. And that is not everyone's nature also. The same deen has allowed you to take your revenge also. How much so even, so what a perfect deen. Everything, that person who's got the temperament, if the deen was only you must forgive. And then now you hear how many people, some friends we met, they get so angry that, for example, Maulana is giving bayan on Friday and he says you must forgive, Allah will give you more. But there are those people who take advantage of this and they bring more and more people down. And now they say you must listen to what Maulana said. So the deen is that revenge also, perfect revenge is also permitted. And all other aspects of deen also, a complete balanced deen Allah Ta'ala has given us. So anyway, this is the deen that Allah Ta'ala has given us, this beautiful deen. So it sees and caters. Our deen is such also that it didn't deprive us of dunya. You have got, Allah gave you plenty. No problem. You can enjoy it, eat good food, and wear well, and dress well, have a nice house. Deen has permitted. Jais, halal resources, you are doing it? No. But the preferred thing, think of the poor and the others. That you still live your simple life. The example is of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. He could have lived it up if he wanted to. Beautiful. Allah says in the that Allah could have given you beautiful, beautiful gardens and mansions in this dunya. But he preferred a simple life. So that is also permissible. So what a perfect balanced deen Allah Ta'ala has given. So our dunya also we can see too. But now we made our deen, the dunya, our deen, only really dunya. And this is, we are talking of we who are performing our Allah gives tawfiq, may Allah accept out of His fadl, 5 times namaz, rozas we are keeping. But how much have we made deen our object? The basics we are doing, but there is still lot of time besides that. We are seeing to our earning, how much are we engaged in that? How much do we give? And how much, with that goes trust and tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala. Today we Allah has given us more than shaitan puts, and there are enough shayateen of jinn and ins also. They'll come and sell you this insurance policy. Who will they go? They don't go to the poor people, they know those who got money. They will go to them, take out this policy, take out that policy. Our tawakkul becomes less now. Now for everything, now you have for your car insurance, now for your life insurance, now for your house insurance, now for your business insurance, and everything only for 200 rand a month, only for 50 rand a month. But when you total it all up, now you become a slave of dunya again in that way. So if we keep akhirat in mind, and it comes clearly in the hadith, a person who makes akhirat his objective, Allah sees to his dunya. So that is again a matter of yaqeen. If we really make akhirat our fikr and our concern, one fikr in life, my akhirat must be made. Allah sees to all our matters. And the greatest thing of our things of dunya, Allah will see to your heart also. And that contentment and ease and that itminan you will have in your heart also. But otherwise, if that is not the case, then all the time we are parishan. And then we are going from mufti to mufti to get a jais fatwa for this, a jais fatwa, and we are making ourselves more parishan all the time. And those people, and there are many, mashallah, till today, they look like simple, ordinary people. Maulana Fuad Samai of Cape Town, just mention a few things. He says about his grandfather, mother's father, Nana, that he lived for about 62, 64 years. He didn't miss his namaz with Jamaat. When they were going for Hajj, then it was by ship in those days. So he was worried. He told his wife, now where my namaz with Jamaat? He went cabin to cabin and he made tashkil. And then they made namaz with Jamaat, going also, coming also. His daughters, he only allowed them to go to school until standard 4, grade 6 now, and the Muslim school. in the Cape in the 1930s, 40s, he said there was a Muslim school. And those girls, when they came from school, Muslim school, they had to read every day one juz of Quran Sharif to remove all the rust and dirt and filth of the school's teachings, of a Muslim school of the 1930s and 40s. They had to remove one Quran, one para a day. And when they just come back, they had to read. And then his dada, his father's father, his sons, two sons, his Maulana's uncles, they only allowed him to go to standard six. After that, the one, he made him become a tailor. And the other one became a street sweeper. Happily, he said, you do street, you will earn that. And he told him, what that earning of yours, what rich people can't do, you will do. And what happened that? 9 Hajj he went for. As a street sweeper for 9 Hajj. And he says the Umrahs are innumerable. What he went for Umrah. So it is in the hands of Allah. We got it all upside down. Allah correct us. We feel that I must have university degree. I must earn so much and that. Barakat is something complete. It's not. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, you take an English dictionary and you look for barakat, you won't find the word barakat. Because they know barakat in their life. So how do we have barakat in the dictionary? But barakat, we don't. Our yaqeen also is not on barakat anymore. Our yaqeen also is just on dunya's things. So that is how he lived till over 90. And what? And then every day after completing his street sweeping, he should go to Sheikh, forgot the name, one Sheikh Najjar. 5 kilometers he should walk every day to go and learn deed from him. So this is that. So the whole life was on deed. So Allah give us also tawfiq. So the kuffar cannot understand this. And then when they could not understand it, and Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making tabligh, teaching basic aqidah, akhirat, think of your maut, how your maut will come, qabr's life, how long will be qabr. People are 5,000 in years in their qabr. People are, Allah knows how lot longer, how long this world is, people are in their qabr. If it's good, what enjoyment they got. And on the other hand, may Allah protect us all. If it is the other way, or this whole world suffering can't compare. But we got like no worry. Today we, alhamdulillah, I'm big Maulana. I'm a big, what's called a big kitabs I'm teaching. And I'm making ibadat and I'm giving bayans. And I'm laughing, happy. As a person who got fikr, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu, all the Sahaba, Huzur sallallahu, how his nights used to pass. And he says, لا أدري ما يفعل بي ولا بكم. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen. What will, how I will be free. Allah's will be 100%. But still, Allah is Allah. Allah is above everything. Allah can't be questioned about anything. The Sahaba, who, what doubt can they be? Of course, 100%. They are what they darja. But how Sayyidina Abu Bakr, I wish my mother didn't give birth to me. I wish I was just like this bird here. How fortunate you are. Like a blade of grass I should have been. That I was nothing. A man like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So what concern? But unfortunately, generally our lives, we don't seem to have one Sahabi being close to his wife. Suddenly he starts crying profusely. His wife asked him, his wife started crying. She also started crying profusely. He asked her, why are you crying? She said, because you crying. And why are you crying? She said, he said, the thought came, how will I cross Pul Sirat? And if a person just thinks of Pul Sirat, hey, what pull, and all Pul Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, is not one marhala, not one thing, so many other things on the day of Qiyamah, all those, how our old age will come in this world. We don't know how many people, Allah, we only make dua, how you handle all that, and then how your maut comes. Today with all this covered things, how many people, Allah forgive us all, just tayammum and they buried them. Not even a proper ghusl. And what, which is such a, we took it for granted. that our hostel is, we'll get a proper hostel and undertakers, some places, the non-Muslim undertakers had to go and collect the bodies. Now your dead body being handled by other people and that, and if you die in a hospital also, Allah save us, here at home, only Muslim people handle you, where, who and who, and Allah save us from the mortuary. A friend of ours who used to work dead bodies from the mortuary, he says it's the worst thing to see. Forget being in there, what the conditions are. So Allah save us, inshallah. So akhirat is our thing. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was preaching this, and he was recalling people to that, what they called him? That Majnoon, he's a madman. That he has lost it upstairs. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And he's just talking. But Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, he knew what he was, 100%. And he used to, in fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make so much zikr of Allah that people call you a madman. Hey, that is what is required. But we want, we must be accepted, popular amongst people. We mustn't be like rejected or anything. We must be popular all the time. The real man of Iman, Rijal, La tulhihim tijaratu wa la bay'un an dhikrillah. Not people who are made of steel, but people who are made of this Iman. Hey? So these are those people. They don't worry of the Nabi Ali, how he was. So time came, they told Abu Talib, please tell your grand, to your nephew that he must stop with this. And they threatened him. And Abu Talib was a very senior person. He gave him his protection. He said, my son, my nephew, now I can, they have made me majboor now. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's also now giving up for the, say they can put the sun in my right hand, the moon in my right hand, but whatever, I won't give this up. Now, what we, according to our thinking today, as it is commonly said, if any sahabi or near million path of a sahabi somebody has got today, we will declare him as a madman. Whereas, who is he? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And then what they used to tell Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, that all that what you are talking, there is somebody who teaches you this, who is influencing you all the time. And therefore you are talking all this. Whereas what was coming from Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Jibreel Ali Salatu Wasalam was bringing wahi to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all the time. And they were the ones who were trying to influence Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sometimes they send this person to tell him not to speak about this. Sometimes they tell somebody else, they tell him that he mustn't speak about this. They were the ones who were trying to influence Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all the time. And to get him to stop with his mission. In whichever way, but he mustn't talk. And afterwards they say, you can talk, but don't talk bad about our idols. At least, just leave our idols alone, don't talk bad about them. But Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, right through. And finally, of course, our yaqeen, our iman, Allah have rahm on us. If we were present at that time, Allah only knows which side we should have been. The way we, our nature is, Allah only knows which side we should have been. So Allah give us tawfiq to live our lives for the akhirah. Make that our object, inshallah. May Allah give us. Subhanallah.